Super Bowl 38, Panthers Patriots, this Sunday. Pre-game at 3, kickoff at 5:25 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:17. You are listening to The Hard Line on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are down here at Houston, in Houston, at the Super Bowl. We're in the media center here today, where we have been every day.
Great place.
Yeah, it's a great place, but I think we really screwed up down here.
What did we do?
I think we should have done something on the outside.
I agree. But the only thing is...
What do you mean?
I don't know. We probably could have found a bar to do a couple days from.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
But the only thing is, you're not going to get that gold with Kenny Mayne or the Japanese girl.
True enough.
There is a trade-off. You know what I wish we could have done, though? Is maybe the first couple days, done it from a bar, because I've answered a ton of email from P1s that have made the trip down here, wanted to know where we were at, and you got to tell them every time,
well,
hey.
That's where I was going with this. Yeah, I mean, I've gotten a ton, too, you know, that from people, really a lot from people who live here. And, you know, listen on the internet, and they're wanting to know, you know, where you guys going to be? Yeah. Can we get to you? And you just have to tell them no.
You know, unfortunately,
we totally didn't take that into account.
Unfortunately. You know what, though? We've never been this close.
True.
So,
well, anyway, it is what it is, I guess. And right now, it is 5:18 here on The Ticket.
He's the over-cusser, he's cussing at you. You never know who he'll be talking to. He's the over-cusser, he's cussing all day. His favorite words are f***ing A. Over-cusser, 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 over-cusser,
well, look who's here. We told you it was going to be one of our very special friends, and it doesn't get much more special than the over-cusser.
You know, you would think that me being the alpha male of all these...
special friends?
Yes. That I would have a better theme song than that, written with a better guitar sound than that. You would think. All the other ones that I've heard have keyboards and synthesizers and clever lyrics and a beautiful voice. And mine sucks.
You sang on it.
What? What?
You sang on it.
I don't like it. I don't like
it. He didn't sing on it. How can he sing on his own theme song?
That's his voice.
It is not.
It is too.
That's Corby that's doing that. This is the overcusser.
Hey, Danny.
Hello.
Say hello to the overcusser.
Overcusser.
Hey, Danny.
Well, you know, we've got a guy out there who wants to do some theme songs for us.
No, I want Danny.
Maybe he could come up with...
No.
Yeah, that'll be something good for him to do. Let's listen to what he comes up with for the overcusser.
All right.
Well, we were thinking that we might run into you down here at Super Bowl week, but we didn't know for sure. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. I've been having a grand time here in Houston, cussing and fussing, you know, up here on Media Row.
It can be a lot of work, man. I know probably by this time of the week you get a little drained by cussing, don't you?
It does make you tired, yes.
Because when you go to the Super Bowl, you've got to do super cussing.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like during the regular season, when we see you every once in a while,
it is
kind of skate.
Yeah,
but
guard variety cussing just doesn't do it at the Super Bowl, does it?
No.
Now, you demonstrated that last year. Remember that memorable exchange last year you had with
who
was it?
Three Tampa Bay Buccaneer guys.
Right.
I don't remember who they were.
Right.
Which I don't think will ever be topped, just because they were so into the interview. But I tried to go for the same style this year. When I was talking to three New England Patriot football playing people.
Who were they? Do you have the names?
You'll find out. They're within the interview. I don't know who they are, to be honest with you.
It doesn't matter who they are, does it?
No.
It just doesn't.
Cussing
because one
works.
Thing, you're just going to cuss.
Right. So I tried to recapture the magic with the group interview. And it just happened that way. And the same thing happened this year that did last year, where a random guy joins in on the interview halfway through it. So... That's
well,
it,
do
man.
Do you think you hit your mark like you did last year?
I cussed a lot, man.
You did?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you running out of cuss words? You know, you're getting older.
No, there's always combos that you can throw out there that people haven't heard before. Trust me.
Right.
I work on that every
day. I mean, I know you're the expert when it comes
to
cussing.
Yeah, you do your job, okay?
Well, don't get on my ass.
Don't worry about me.
I guess even in cussing, you have to constantly reinvent, don't you?
Absolutely. I wish I could share Yeah, we need to play it.
All right, well, let's listen to the Overcusser with three Patriots.
You guys, go ahead and state your name and where you're from.
Brandon Gorn from Muncie, Indiana.
Sam Prover from straight from SoCal.
Wilbur Brown from Hooks, Texas.
Hooks, Texas? That is the home of mother the greatest football player in the history of this damn land, Billy Sims.
I'm the best football player to come out of Hooks, Texas.
Bullshit. Do you want a Heisman Trophy? Don't give me any of that.
In the Super Bowl, though.
Well, that's true. You got me there.
Came out of Hooks, Texas.
Barely. All right. So all these media people around here just driving y'all crazy. You guys got to think that all these people are the biggest bunch of suckers in the world. How do you deal with all these people?
I just look at them and smile, man. They're great guys.
Yeah. You bull. They're not great guys.
they never use profanity or anything. They're just upstanding citizens, man. I mean, they're just great guys.
Well, whatever. Now, how about you? You like to deal with this bull?
Nah, man. This stuff sucks.
I mean, all these dorky media people running around here, all they think about is sports. They're a bunch of losers. Losers.
Because they can't play sports. That's why. That's why they do this.
Yeah. Hey, bro. I hear you. Hey, watch it, my. They don't look like me. Come on now. Come on. Be easy on me. Now let's talk about all the that's running around here. I mean, you guys got to be just shaking that away with a stick.
Oh, man, I'm married. I don't get involved in all that.
Oh, bull. How about you?
Nah, same thing.
Married? What the you guys married for?
Talk to this guy about that.
Oh, the single, the big here. No. Come on now, bro.
No, I'm not single.
We not?
No, I'm not single.
Are you f***ing married?
Not married.
You are single, my f***ing friend. You are f***ing single. Either you're f***ing married or you're f***ing not married. So let's hear about it. You're like, what are you, like 6'8", 9"?
6'6", man.
6'6". Pure f***ing chocolate brown thunder here. You gotta be just beating that shit away with a stick, man.
No, not me, man. I am a good-looking guy, but I don't. Yeah, look at him though. He's the single guy right here, Justin Timberlake Jr. Look at him.
Yeah, you're a lanky, tall, white motherfucker. Now, are you single?
First on this show, huh? Yeah, I'm very single.
Who the f*** are you? I'm not familiar with your work.
Chaz f***ing Gessner, I guess.
And what do you do for a f***ing living?
Play football.
And like what position?
Wide receiver.
Ah, white wide receiver. That's a fucking anomaly in this league.
Right? Yeah. From Brown University.
Oh, you got some speed then and some brains too, huh?
No speed at all. No speed at all. Don't believe the hype.
It's all the fucking brains then.
I guess so. Brains and brawn.
Balls. Let's not forget the fucking balls. All right, we're surrounded here by about 50 cameras now. Just, I don't know what the fuck they're going to use this for. I mean, are they going to be on camera, is it?
What is it that you're doing?
What?
Who are you representing?
Just some radio station in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. So the f***ing Super Bowl, the top of the f***ing mountain, is this the first f***ing trip for you guys or second or what's going on?
My first trip. Everybody's first trip here.
Everybody's first f***ing trip. You guys are young pups, aren't you? How old are you guys?
37.
What? Jesus.
No.
Old. 25, man. All y'all in your early, mid-20s?
23.
22 years old. And here you are in the Super Bowl. You got to be shitting your pants, looking around here and going, God, I'm in the Super Bowl.
My pants if I was worrying about playing, but I'll be on about the 20-yard line with my little camcorder.
Are you a practice squatter?
I'm a practice squatter.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, you're a good-looking I mean, scoring a lot of out here?
Yeah. Just the same as usual, I guess.
Whoa, big time here, huh?
And what the f*** does that mean?
It means none. No, I haven't even been out. We went out one night, there was no girls out, so just kind of doing our thing.
That's because you're in f***ing Houston, the town full of bull f***s, so... Oh my God, Dallas is chock full of
f***. Really? Never heard of that.
Dallas? Dude, what the f*** are you talking about?
We heard big things about H-Town. We went out on Sunday night, and all that was there to pick from was little 14-year-olds.
Oh, dear. That'll get you some trouble.
So we had to run for the highway.
Basketball game.
Can you blame me?
Quit combing the f***ing junior high. Stay at the bars.
I didn't know it was only 14 and up to get into the bars around here.
All right, boys. I enjoy the f***ing interview. Good luck Sunday in the biggest game of your lives. I know you'll be standing on the sideline. Is anybody going to play out of this bunch?
Let's go.
You going to play?
I hope. He'll play, too.
You going to play?
Hey, man.
You'll play?
Yeah.
All right, man. I'll be watching out for your ass.
Thanks a lot.
Overcusser. All right, man. Good to see you. Don't be a stranger, okay?
See you soon.
All right. There he goes, the Overcusser. And coming up next, I believe we're going to have the Ranch Report. Is that correct?
That's what's on the schedule.
All right. The Ranch Report it is with Mickey Spagnola here on the ticket.